guys want to keep hidden. Because funny enough, listening to Vince Cable there, who was revealed as a man with a massive agenda to try and do Murdoch some years ago, was talking a great deal of sense about a small number of bad apples. There was a small number of people operating very, very lazily within the News of the World, where they didn't go out to find stories. You simply used this sort of a nasty bit of spying to find out where Elle Macpherson had a dry cleaning done, or such like, and you know whether Prince Harry had hurt his foot, and it's lazy, and it was bad, and there were laws to deal with it, and laws to stop it, and those laws have been enacted and put in place, and the culture has completely changed. And so then the problem with what Vince was saying, which is, you know, saying that it's a very good business, our press was something we should be proud of, why he and other political parties and the awful people have hacked off want to bring in state regulation, there's a logic there. If do you want a free press or do you want a press controlled by Parliament, the basic core of the business, and you know, Nick, you've been a fine journalist yourself in print as well as obviously on radio, that it's full of very, very good people doing things for the best motives. Not necessarily people with the best and most admirable private lives or personal habits, but they are trying to do good things.
Roger, thank you. Come and see us again soon and go through those newspapers. Roger Alton, executive editor of The Times. Coming up, someone who was at Downing Street the day that Andy Coulson quit. His account follows this.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
With Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different, surprisingly affordable hotels.
When you first started out, your eyes and ears were always open, seeking out advice, ideas, and inspiration for your business. Now you're at the top. You still know the importance of staying open to new thinking and the value of learning current business strategies. Barnes Roof are holding a series of free seminars across Greater London, giving you a chance to see why they are known as clever accountants for business. Interested? Visit barnesroof.com/radio.
Come and experience Lebanese dining at Marouche Restaurants. Try some of our amazing dishes. Kafta dipped in a delicious hummus or a colourful meze, complemented by a robust Lebanese red. With live music and traditional belly dancing, enjoy an atmosphere to match the food's rich and distinctive flavours. Go to marouche.com to find out more. Marouche Restaurants, the finest Lebanese food across London.
We're behind the clock again, 8:17, headlines, Eleanor Noakes.
London Mayor Boris Johnson's told LBC David Cameron was right to give Andy Coulson a second chance. The Prime Minister's former communications director was convicted yesterday over phone hacking. US troops have started arriving in Iraq to help advise the country's army in its fight against Islamist extremists. The business secretary has announced a ban on exclusivity clauses in zero-hours contracts. The FTSE's reopened down 13 points at 67.87. This is LBC. Your travel news is next.
At Tesco Bank, we can't always guarantee things will go your way in the morning. We can't guarantee that everyone will be up, dressed, and in the car at the same time.
Come on!
Or that the traffic will be fine. Or that there'll even be somewhere to park when you get there. But we can guarantee that Tesco Club Card holders will get a discount when they buy Tesco Bank car insurance. Simply pop in your Club Card number when you apply at TescoBank.com. Every little helps. Tesco Bank car insurance is arranged and administered by Tesco Bank and is underwritten by a select range of insurers.
I'm Adam McCall, the LBC Travel Centre. We're still looking at problems on the M25. Now, it's Rowan Junction 3 at the Swanley Interchange. A couple of reports about the traffic lights staying on red for too long as you come from the M25 clockwise onto the Swanley Interchange. That will explain the congestion you have from Junction 2 at the Down Interchange. You have that to contend with, as well as getting from Essex to Kent on the M25. The queue stacking up from before Junction 30 at the A13 onto the QE2 bridge as well. So great fun and games getting from Essex to Kent using the M25, I'm afraid to say. Limehouse on the A13 Commercial Road, still the queues. Watch out for the traffic lights playing up at Butcher Row, and also the usual delays coming into town from Marsh Way towards the Beckton roundabout. Blackwood Tunnel, sudden approach going north, queue still from the Sun the Sands. Eltham to Lee, the congestion on the South Circular remains going west on the A2 towards Alnwick Road after an accident earlier, and we're still looking at disruption on flights to and from France and other European destinations because of strike action by air traffic controllers in France. Keep me moving. Next travel update is in 15 minutes.
LBC Travel.
With GoToMeeting, meet face-to-face without travelling place-to-place.
Here's a little teaser to get your teeth into. Do women smile twice as often as men? Four times as often? Or eight times as often? Women smile eight times as often. Come on, guys, turn that frown upside down. Colgate Total Toothpaste can give you the confidence to smile more because it gives you complete protection for a healthy mouth. For more teasers and the chance to win a weekend of indulgence for two, go to lbc.co.uk.
Dad, are we there yet?
Well, Bordeaux's about 100 kilometres.
How long will that take?
Oh, about an hour.
How long's an hour?
That's 60 minutes.
OK. Are we there yet?
At the RAC, we know family holidays are precious. And with RAC 5-star rated comprehensive European breakdown cover, a breakdown will never spoil your holiday memories. For cover from £12, go to rac.co.uk. Motorists, we salute you. Price for one day's cover in France, travelling in a vehicle less than 3 years old.
A house fire can take away a lifetime of memories in 2 minutes. About the time it takes to test all your smoke alarms. Fire kills. You can prevent it.
Oh, I'm awake. We all know how important breakfast is. That's why you should try Actimel as part of yours. Actimel is loaded with yummy ingredients, like yogurt with L-casei live cultures, delicious fruit puree, and also vitamins D and B6, which help support the normal function of the immune system. So why not start your day with Actimel? See pack for full ingredients.
This is LBC, leading Britain's conversation, with Nick Ferrari at breakfast. Call 0345 6060 973.
8:21, coming up, the story of how I was hacked. It involves me, David Cameron, a woman who was not my wife. Full details on that. What makes it even more enjoyable was the fact that I was a columnist on the News of the World at the time. I think that's fantastic. They were even busy hacking their own. It makes me laugh. And also, I should say, of Andy Coulson, and I've had no problems, and I've tweeted this effect, fantastically talented journalist. Seriously. If you go back about 150 years when I was running the bizarre column in The Sun, and that's the name of the column, not what the content was like, I seem to remember him selling tips, little stories that he picked up, little show business, gossip, bits of gossip. And then he rocketed quite rightly to tremendous position there at the News World. Very, very talented guy. Unfortunately, his head was turned. In the event that he's listening, because I do know that he listens sometimes, I wish you the very best at very trying times, particularly you and to your family. Let's go back in time, though. Look forward briefly with one eye. Prime Minister David Cameron, will he take another kicking in Prime Minister's questions about his appointment of Andy Coulson? They've got to go a little bit carefully, although they enjoy parliamentary privilege. If the jury are still coming to a verdict on another case, another charge, I'm so sorry, bit difficult for them to weigh in too much. But what was it like the day that Andy Coulson quit? Sean Kemp is a former Downing Street advisor for the Lib Dems. He worked alongside Mr. Coulson and was there the day that Andy decided to call it a day. Sean Kemp joins me now. Morning, Mr. Kemp.
Morning.
What was it like?
It was very sad, actually, because everyone liked Andy Coulson and found him to be enormously impressive. And that was obviously his Conservative colleagues, but also civil servants and people like myself, Liberal Democrats, who'd worked alongside him. I found it quite a sad day, if I'm honest. I liked him a lot.
What was his skills?
He was very authoritative. He obviously knew a lot about the media, but he had a good political antennae as well. And he was what you want from someone in a senior position like that is someone who will take decisions quickly and will sort of stand by his team. Those were qualities he had, and those are ones you saw the sort of Conservative people who'd been through a general election with him were incredibly loyal to him, because he demonstrated those skills under enormous stress.
What is it about newspaper people, do you imagine, Mr. Kemp? There's no shortage. Indeed, there are some in the current government. You look back at people such as Alistair Campbell, you look at Andy Coulson, there are people from the Mirror as well that are currently with the Labour Party. What do they possess?
Well, what politicians are after is someone who can obviously help them get the best possible coverage and minimise the bad coverage. Now, sometimes they worry maybe a little bit too much about newspaper people, because the newspapers can be the most vitriolic in attacking them. But if you look at Prime Minister at the moment, he's got someone from the BBC as his director of comms. So there'll always be a desire to get journalists in as media advisors, because I think politicians think they have some great secret as to how you get good coverage, that if they could just reveal it to them, everything would be much better. And I don't think that's going to change in a hurry.
How did Mr. Coulson tell you he was leaving?
I'm just sort of thinking back. I think there was a very sort of quick announcement, and then it was, you know, it was set up for him to go, and it was all done very quickly. You could tell that obviously something, the story had been building for a time. He had been less and less able to focus on his own job, I think, as he said in his own resignation statement, and it became the sense, I just think he felt he just couldn't continue in the job whilst all this pressure was building in the media.
How carefully were you vetted?
I didn't go through what the Labour Party is currently talking about, which is developed vetting, which is when they go through your bank statements, they ask you lots of incredibly personal questions, they talk to people who've known you throughout your life. I went through a lower level of vetting. But I would say that when I started at Downing Street, there was a sense from the civil servants that they felt that under Labour, having developed vetting at that top level, like every single advisor wanted to have it because they took it as a sort of badge of honour. There was a deliberate attempt to reduce the number of people who went through this sort of quite expensive process. Now, actually, I think the Director of Comms in the government should go through developed vetting, but Andy Coulson was going through it when he quit. He actually realised that he felt he needed to do it to do his job. I'm really not sure the vetting story... I know Labour are trying to turn it into a scandal. I don't actually think there's anything that interesting there. I just think, like a lot of us, he was told you don't necessarily need it to be able to do your job.
And just lastly, on the BBC Newsnight programme last night, Isabel Hardman, who's with the Spectator Group, she edits the Coffee House blog, said that as a result now of the changes of the working within the media in this country, calls have been made from politicians to the Spectator trying to lean on them not to run certain stories or views or columns or opinion pieces. Has it been damaged, British journalism, in a way?
I think the reputation of British journalism has been damaged. I mean, I like Isabel Hardman a lot. I disagree with her strongly on this point. I think before Leveson, I know politicians who would ring up and try and get newspapers not to run stories, but they'd quote the Press Complaints Commission or something. There have always been sometimes politicians who slightly foolishly think if you just ring up a newspaper and say, I'll cause trouble if you print that story, that the newspaper will run scared. I don't think, frankly, that's really increased because of Leveson at all.
Thank you, Sean. Sean Kemp, your former Downing Street advisor for the Lib Dems. You worked alongside Andy Coulson. So very, very briefly, 26 after 8 time, if we go back, and this is what makes it so piquant, this story. Andy Coulson had hired me to fill in as a columnist on the News of the World. They were attempting to get a big-name signing, and I was absolutely made it quite plain that I was the Frank Lampard of the situation, really. I was sort of being brought out of semi-retirement just to play a game while the subs were on, which was absolutely fine. They were trying to lure someone across, which they subsequently succeeded. And at the time, I'd had a conversation with David Cameron about the possibility of standing as the Conservative candidate for the Mayor of London. A job that actually ultimately was taken up by Boris Johnson. This is his first term, by the way. We're going back, goodness knows, about 8 years or something like that, I think. And what none of you knew, and I hadn't been asked, so I hadn't told anybody, was that my divorce proceedings had started. My wife had started to divorce, my ex-wife, indeed, had started to divorce me. And it was all going through, and obviously she knew, and my children knew. And so I went to, I think I've told you today, I went to Rome with a woman who was not my wife. Now, it's important to remember that the lawyers had already been instructed, the divorce is on and everything else is going on and everyone else has their own situations. And about, 18 months ago, 2 years ago, I got a phone call from a police officer. I still remember his name to this day. I won't name him because it's not appropriate. From Operation Wheating. And this is fairly chilling because this is how the voicemail went. This is your telephone number, and I won't give you my telephone number if you don't mind. It's pertaining to you, Nick Ferrari. My name is Detective Inspector Arthur Farnes-Barnes, obviously. I'm from the Metropolitan Police. You've got nothing to worry about. You've got nothing to worry about. But could you please call me on 0207-230, was it 21212, I think it is, an extension, and I won't give you the extension. So, of course, it's 5 minutes after six. Oh, no, God. So you ring, and you ring, and you ring, and eventually some answer phone. Oh, my God. So I came in, and I did the show the next day. I had no idea what it's about. And I did the show next day. And obviously I didn't share it with you. I thought, well, I know my children are safe and my mum was still around, everybody's all right, but you kind of worry, so I ring again, you go through, and again it's on answer phone. So eventually I've had enough of this, so I ring the main switchboard, and I get through, and I said, look, can I speak with Detective Sergeant Farnes-Barnes? Well, he's not in today. Right, I've had enough. I want to know what this is about. So they send for another copper, and somebody answers the phone and said, Operation Wheating. And suddenly the penny dropped, and I said, hello, can I give you my... And I had a reference number, that's right. So I give them my particular reference number, and they go through, ah, yes, well, we'll call you back, but your phone was hacked. And it was at a time, wasn't... And they started to read me various notes that were made by... I won't tell you who they were made by, just in case. Anyway, they were made by someone whose name you will have seen in the newspapers today. And they had all the numbers of the Rome hotels and whatever else it might have been. So, all of that is to say, had I presented myself to David Cameron as being the possible candidate to be the London mayor, and had I presented myself as a happy family man, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, In reality, the divorce had started, but nobody knew. Would it be wrong? Would it have been wrong for the newspaper to run that particular story, to say, there he is, he's sitting there saying all of this, that and the other? The truth is, as you probably know, this, I got divorced, so it didn't matter. I didn't stand as London mayor, and the story never ran. Just to add the extra piece of sauce to the whole thing, the fact I was a columnist on the paper and I didn't even know, I just think it gives you an idea. But I don't care! I'm probably wrong. We'll come back to more on this. We'll question David Cameron's judgment. My goodness me, it's going to be questioned in 3.5 hours' time, isn't it, when they all get up for Prime Minister's question time as well. Also, if you've had enough, if you're hacked off with the hacking coverage, don't worry. Hacking cough, even. From those e-cigarettes, there's no smoke without fire. And the return of the vampire, Luis Suarez, apparently seems to bite for a third time. If he was a dog, he'd have been put down by now. We'll be asking, if it's true, of course, what's emotionally wrong with the super striker? 8.30, you're listening to me, Nick Ferrari, with Breakfast on LBC. Here's the news, Eleanor Noakes.
London Mayor Boris Johnson's told LBC the Prime Minister was right to give Andy Coulson a second chance. David Cameron's former communications director was convicted yesterday over phone hacking. The first group of US troops has arrived in Iraq to help advise the country's army. Islamist militants have taken control of large parts of Iraq. The UN claims more than 1,000 people have been killed there this month. Exclusivity clauses in zero-hours contracts are being banned. The government says it will help thousands of workers. Some unions want the contracts banned altogether. One of America's greatest character actors, Eli Wallach, has died aged 98. He's best known for his parts in The Magnificent Seven and The Good, the Bad and the Ugly. At 8.15, the FTSE was down 29 points at 67.57. LBC weather dry with sunny spells for London and the South East, becoming cloudier through the afternoon, highs of 20 degrees. Much of the UK staying fine and dry with some isolated showers in the South West. Outbreaks of rain will affect Western Scotland and Northern Ireland. LBC News time, it's 8.31.
I'm Andrew Cole in the LBC Travel Centre. Problems now for the A40. Just watching the cameras, we've got a vehicle that's caught fire. Now, it means that traffic has been stopped going into town on the Greenford Flyover. The queue's really starting to stack up. Coming away from town, you are still moving, but believe me, I can see the cameras really slowing right slow down. And I was still looking at these issues on the M25. Two problems, in fact. One around at Junction 3 at the Swanley Interchange. Clockwise, you have traffic stacking up, and that's because the traffic lights are staying on red for too long on the roundabout. And anti-clockwise, also delays on the approach to Junction 3. See if we have a knock-on effect for the A20 as well. And coming from Essex to Kent on the QE2 bridge, still looking at delays from before Junction 30 at the A13. At Limehouse on the A13 Commercial Road, traffic light still playing up just by Butcher Road. At the Blackwell Tunnel Southern Approach, congestion going up towards the tunnel wasn't held by an overhight vehicle earlier on. And congestion to watch out for around Brixton Hill into town on the A23 coming up the South Circular towards Cold Harbour Lane. Keep moving. Next travel update is in 15 minutes.
LBC Travel.
With GoToMeeting. Stay ahead of the game. Leave travel behind.
Is it possible to sell your property for the asking price or above in 7 days? We think so. We're Paramount Properties. Our open days allow vendors to receive multiple offers after one day of viewings. And this year, 95% of our open day properties north of the Thames sold subject to contract within 7 days. And if we don't do the same with your property, we'll charge 0% commission. Paramount's 7-day promise. Visit paramountproperties.co.uk/radio. Conditions apply.
I'm the chairman of Galliard Homes, here to tell you that following our recent successful sales launches where we sold 275 homes, we've once again found the next location primed for regeneration. Riverdale House, Lewisham, on the Ravensbourne River, and within a mile of Blackheath, with prices from £225,000, offering excellent capital growth potential. Located close to the station with a journey of just 10 minutes to London Bridge, this is connecting, not commuting. To invest and get on the ladder, attend our sales launch at Riverdale House, Molesworth Street, SE13 on the 4th, 5th and 6th of July to see this fantastic building for yourself and purchase from only £225,000. Exchange on the day with only £2,000. Call 020-7620-1500 or log on to galliardhomes.com. That's galliardhomes.com.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
With Hampton by Hilton. With hotels in Germany, Poland, Turkey and the UK.
Later in this hour, putting the bite on Luis Suarez. FIFA to probe that alleged incident. FIFA, well, I'm sure he's quaking in his football boots because they've not got any skeletons in the closet, have they? And we return to that hacking trial. But in other news, e-cigarettes should be banned in public.